Good morning, world. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Dr. Leslie on the mic, and I am joined by Penny Calcina and Gagan Hunter today. I'm excited to let you know. It's almost overwhelming. My voice just can't stay with it. I'm so overwhelmed. Anyway, I'm excited to let you know that we've got some folks that are more experienced in the radio field than I am on the mic with me. So I'm going to listen and learn. But these folks have been voices to the world for consciousness and the Holy Spirit for quite a long time. And so I'm quite blessed to have experienced radio people in with me, and hearts and souls as loving and open as they are. And they're both wearing that gorgeous green, which we know is the color of the heart energy. We're also joined by Merck on the boards, always holding that Holy Spirit energy and consciousness and heart openness through music and sound. We're going to start the day with a quote from spiritual teacher called Abraham through Abraham Hicks, and this is what it is. You are killing more of each other every day over your quarrels over religion than all other things put together, because you cannot even come to an agreement about what you think God says or wants for you. On one side of the world, God wants something different than on the other. On one side of the room, in one side of your mind, God wants something different than the other. The power is within you. You are extensions of this powerful source energy. You are literally God expressing in this physical body. And so, as you are standing in a thought or in a word or in an action that feels good to you as you are standing there, then you are fully open and allowing all of that divine energy to flow through you. And in that moment, you are all that you said you would be when you decided to come forth into this body. You are the extension of pure positive energy. You are in your full creative power. You are thriving. You are clear-minded. You are joyful. You are filled with love. You are who you are. You are allowing that which you really are. And from this quote, my mind goes to a scripture that speaks of God, the Father who is above all, through all, and in all. So understand that every living essence on this planet is carrying the same spirit. See it in one another. Recognize that light, that voice, and that love that shines through you, shining to you through every other person that you meet today, and stand in those blessings. Thank you for that. Now, listeners, I want to remind everyone that this is a global spiritual community. We are holding hands in spirit and energetically around the world. We are now engaged with listeners from 86 countries and 50 states. So this community is growing around the world. Hey, tell your friends. Bring somebody else on with us next week that you feel like might love to be a part of this loving spiritual family. Now, I want to bring Penny onto the mic and have a little conversation about what is up for tomorrow.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Dr. Leslie.
So what is going on with Empowerment for Life tomorrow? I know because I'm part of it too, but I want Penny to Penny, what are we doing tomorrow, honey?
Oh, we have a great afternoon planned at the awesome Sacred Grove Retreat in Gold Hill, North Carolina. We will be converging there for an afternoon of really amazing energy, such love that we will share together in circle with everyone who gathers tomorrow, and also the opportunity for each of us to come away with even more of a sense of that beautiful Abraham quote that you just shared with everyone, Dr. Leslie, because that's really what it's all about, finding ourselves as that source love expressing in the world. And that is really what Empowerment for Life was gathered to do, for you and I to share our special ways of how we share with other people to open those bridges, to, I like to say, throw open the doors and fling back the shutters and let the light in.
Absolutely. Oh, that's gorgeous. I love that. And now I'm thinking of pulling out the squeegee and clearing off that windshield.
Yes. We might have a spiritual car wash tomorrow.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. And by the way, how's your car going? You know, our physical bodies are extensions, yes, of who we are and reflections of who and how we are. And we can look at and listen to what's going on there to see what's happening for ourselves. You know, often we might be missing something and our body's going to help reflect it. Well, you know, there are some who say, and I have to agree, as within, so without, your yes car... We just won't carry on a bit further. Your car can be a reflection in a similar way as well as your own physical home. So, folks, look at what's around you. Look at what they're reflecting and allow your inner voice, allow that guidance of the Holy Spirit to give you what messages there are when you reflect on that right front tire that's got that leak in it.
How did you know I had to stop for air and put air in my right front tire? Not once, but twice.
I know.
I guess I'll have to reflect on that on the way home.
Now, see, folks, and as you've just seen, that was not planned. So at tomorrow's mini retreat, little workshop tomorrow afternoon at Sacred Grove, we're starting at 2 o'clock, you will get guided words in the moment like that. Okay, that is how that which we call God actually works through the world and through us to one another. So there's going to be spontaneous words. You can come with your own questions for higher guidance on the day. But we're really going to be coming out of here not just with an experience in the moment, but with tangible tools that you can take away to use in your life moment to moment whenever you choose to. So you're going to get some new tools to go in your little keeping present and keeping awareness open and tuned in toolbox, and gifts within yourself awakening as well. So look forward to you joining us there. Now, for those who haven't registered yet, it is not too late. We still have some room in the yurt.
Yes.
And you can call me directly today. You're going to hear a little recorded commercial for this event a little bit later, and you'll hear Ellen's number. And since I did not pull up Ellen's number in advance, I'm going to give you my number as well, okay, so that you can call me, Dr. Leslie, today if you want more details and to register for this event. And I'll pass it on to Ellen. That number is 980-202-1055. Again, 980-202-1055. And just one more word from Penny. I know that you're doing something special and beautiful with the breath.
Yes, breath is one of my very favorite tools because it will help you no matter what is going on in your life, whatever challenge you might have. We are so stressed out as a society, and breath is so simple. It's with you all the time. You will get some real-time work with your breath, and you will find breath in a brand new way in your body before we leave tomorrow afternoon. And you will have that tool to use the rest of your life to serve your presence of being.
Gorgeous. The breath of life. You know, I just want to remind everyone that the word respiration comes from the same root word of spirit. Respire and spirit. So there are many cultures and traditions and ancient traditions that use the breath to connect with that which we call God. Now, listeners, we're going to take a little commercial break for a moment. And when we come back, we're going to be joining with Gagan and his talk for today, his learning for us about food, medicine, or poison. It's your choice. We'll see you in just a moment. Are you ready to manifest divine abundance in your life? Would you love to encounter a personal breakthrough to recharge your hopes and dreams and to be given new tools to put you back in the driver's seat of your destiny? Come join us at Sacred Grove, the beautiful retreat center just an hour's drive from downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. Your spiritual tour guides for the afternoon, Dr. Leslie Wells and Penny Calcina, will escort you to a new world of empowerment and presence. Discover the wonderment of all possibilities available in your life when you understand the secrets of divine creation and oneness.
Empowerment for Life on Saturday, August 10th is a transformational afternoon you don't want to miss. The cost is only $69 for this powerful workshop. To learn more, visit sacredgroveretreat.com or call Ellen at 704-299-5124. That's 704-299-5124.
Life is supposed to be good. As a powerful creator, your thoughts and vibrational focus are creating the outcomes of your life every moment. Creating Harmony Flower Remedy Mist can support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create. These powerful vibrational tools for processing grief, fear, anxiety, and stress have been formulated for us at this present time on Earth. They are available at creatingharmonyllc.com. It's up to you. Create the good life. That's creatingharmonyllc.com.
And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show on WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. TuneIn.com for those of you who are tuning in with us outside of the Charlotte area and around the globe. And, of course, you can always access us on our website, which is BridgeHolisticHealing.com. That's BridgeHolisticHealing.com. And there you'll find all of our previous recorded shows as well. So help yourself. You can even download those MP3 files and listen to them in your car. Okay, I'm blessed to bring in Gagan Hunter, who's going to share with us his wisdom and knowledge about food. Gagan, you've been working with food and supplementation and nutrition as a way, as a pathway to health and awareness for quite a long time.
I have. It's been about a 20-year journey, and I'm very excited to be here today. Yes, food can either be your medicine or your poison. We are what we eat. Everything that we ingest goes to make the cells in our bodies. And what's interesting is that when we are little children, say 5, and then when we are 15, we have a totally different body. Mm. That 5-year-old body is gone.
Mm.
And then when we are 15 and we get to be 25, that 15-year-old body is totally gone. And onward and onward. So in each moment, our cells regenerate ourselves. So we have an opportunity. Even if we've had a poor diet, we can repair that because we're blessed with the ability to regenerate new cells.
So we're recreating our physical being all
Correct.
The time.
Wow. We are.
Yeah.
Not only just the food we eat, but also the thoughts we think, mm-hmm. which is another show. But I'm going to stick with the food aspect. I just give a little quick plug because I know we don't have a lot of time. But tomorrow, there's an event called the Total Wellness Extravaganza Expo. That's a mouthful. What it is an expo on health. I will be doing a healthy cooking demonstration, teaching people about vegetarian, raw food, vegan food. I go on from 12 to 12:30. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church Family Life and Wellness Center, and then it's 517 Baldwin Avenue in Charlotte. And I will repeat that again, that it's at 517 Baldwin Avenue, the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church Family and Life and Wellness Center. They'll be doing yoga, tai chi, acupuncture, gardening tips, chair massage, yoga, and yours truly will be there to talk about health, food, and wellness.
Mm. So what are you going to be showing everybody about cooking healthily? Now, are you actually going to be cooking there? Is there a stove?
I am actually going to bring my little portable cooking stove. I was going to do just all raw foods, but then I realized that I need to show people a balance because not everybody's going to be able to do 100% raw, 50% raw. You got to meet people where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can I say that I actually took a raw food cooking course in New Zealand? There was a raw food chef, even though it didn't actually involve heating that food up in that way, but it was just all about preparing. I was amazed at what amazingly delicious dishes can be made with raw foods.
Correct.
Yeah, I was amazed. So give us a little more on what you're going to be bringing there.
What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to look at the different food groups. So we're going to do some grains. I'm going to be exposing people to, I don't want to give it all away, but because I want people to come. But I'm going to show them, a lot of people may not know the difference between white rice and brown rice. Mm-hmm. What is quinoa? So we're going to do a dish with quinoa. Mm. We're going to show people how to cook kale or collard greens without overcooking them. And cooking them to death, putting a lot of pork and animal fat in it, showing people how to keep the vitality of those greens and those minerals and those enzymes intact. We're going to also be looking at some essential fatty acids. I like to use avocados. We're going to do some sort of avocado dish as well, which will be our raw dish. And since I only have a half an hour, that'll be pretty much it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little something special for folks. I'm going to do a carrot tuna salad. Now, there's no tuna in it, but it's just 100% vegetarian and raw.
Oh, wow. Well, and so does it kind of have a tuna takeoff to it?
It'll have that.
How do you make a carrot like a tuna? I'm just trying to work that out.
The tuna tastes like the sea. So it will have sea vegetables that are from the sea, which how fish get their taste.
Oh, gorgeous. And my understanding is, I'll just throw this little tidbit in, even though our soils have been depleted vastly, yes, of the minerals that are essential nutrients that we need in our foods and our own vegetables that we get in the store, and oftentimes even vegetables that are organic, it doesn't mean that they've been grown in mineral-rich soils. It means they may not have toxins in them, but how much nutrients are there? How do we know? You know, so many of our soils have been depleted. That sea vegetables are one of our greatest sources of trace minerals,
and
you know that minerals are available still in an abundant supply in the vegetables from the sea. So certainly, it's valuable for us to be looking for more and more ways to work that into our diet, isn't it?
That is definitely correct, and also, so I will add that if you can't do sea vegetables, I know that people are on limited budgets at sometimes. I definitely believe in supplementation, taking a good multivitamin to get those 14 vitamins, those 22 minerals that the body needs so that you can continue to grow your cells and regenerate your cells with good starting material.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and would you recommend that if possible, the best thing to do is to get it through your foods, nutrient-rich
foods? I would say that was the best thing to do, but I also realize, being realistic in a very hectic and busy world, that one oftentimes does not have the time to prepare, to think it through. What am I going to eat today, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, to make it a balance so that I can get all my minerals from my fruits and vegetables? Mm-hmm. I do realize that oftentimes we do not have that time. So it would be best to get it from all your fruits and vegetables and your grains and your legumes and even some of your meats if you're a carnivore. But I also believe in supplementation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Gagan, in your many years of working with the pathway to health through diet and nutritional supplementation, what do you find people are drawn to the most and getting the best results from? Like, okay, you're talking about supplementing the diet if you don't have the time or the budget, really, to be getting all the foods that we need to get all of our nutrients from. Are there some whole food supplements?
I'd like to go with the superfoods. I like to go with the super green foods, your spirulina, your corilla, your kale, your barley grass, your wheat grass. I like those because they're so nutrient dense. Sometimes they throw in carrot powder, they throw in different herbs, mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, reishi mushrooms. These are all good things because your greens are loaded with not only with your minerals, but also many of your vitamins. So oftentimes people don't get enough fruits. So oftentimes in these super dense powdered drinks, you'll have your blueberries, your strawberries. This is a way to get those foods that you're not getting from your diet. And when you think about it from an economical standpoint, how much you get out of a scoop, you would have to consume a large amount of the fruits and vegetables. So actually it is more economical sometimes to supplement that way. So even though I'm talking about supplementation, I'm still talking about foods that basically have been freeze-dried or dehydrated, water taken out
so
of them.
So concentrated food sources
of
nutrients.
Right.
All right.
As opposed to isolates.
Yeah, and isolate, which understandably often the body doesn't recognize as a food.
Right.
You know, in chiropractic school, I saw x-rays of folks who had supplement pills passing right out their colon.
Right.
I mean, moving.
That's not very effective, is
going,
it?
You know, it's pretty expensive going down the toilet. So, you know, okay, so those whole food supplements, that sounds powerful. Now, just another question. In your years of experience, what do you feel like the greatest poison is that people are hanging out with in their diet?
Well, I would have to say one of the greatest poisons that I see when I look at the fact that cardiovascular disease kills so many people is that the hydrogenated oils that people fry and cook with. Prior to that, we did not have the high incidences of the cardiovascular disease. These oils become carcinogenic. They clog the arteries, lead to cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say the advent of these cooking oils, which have been processed, so they have been heated to a high temperature. They've used acid and bleach to preserve them. The oils are already rancid when you buy them. That's why they have to process them. And what I'm talking about, if you use an oil, you should use a unrefined oil, such as your coconut oil. It can hold higher heat if you must fry.
So we know if we're getting fried food out there, we're using that cheapest
oils they can find,
healthy oil,
and it's probably been reused.
Okay, so folks, we don't want to be consuming that already unhealthy but then recycled many times oil that we're getting out there, no matter how delicious that crunchy fried whatever smells and seems to you. Give it some serious thought, okay? Thank you, Gagan. I so appreciate your valuable wisdom and knowledge being shared with us today. Folks, we're going to take another brief break, and when we come back in, we're going to be moving into Wave of Fire soon. Just hold on to your seats because we're moving into that one, and you know how that rocks your world.
Life is supposed to be good. As a powerful creator, your thoughts and vibrational focus are creating the outcomes of your life every moment. Creating Harmony Flower Remedy Mist can support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create. These powerful vibrational tools for processing grief, fear, anxiety, and stress have been formulated for us at this present time on Earth. They are available at creatingharmonyllc.com. It's up to you. Create the good life. That's creatingharmonyllc.com.
Hi, this is Nami Neswitz, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking, "What is different?" I smile and tell them, "Go see Dr. Leslie." I also received guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings, and walk sacred. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM, and bridgeholistichealing.com if you want to tune in through the internet. Now, it's Dr. Leslie and Gagan Hunter here. We are going to be moving into Wave of Fire now, our portion of the show that takes us outside the box and off the planet with every new concept coming in about that which we call God. We are letting go of the limitations of our understandings of that which is not understandable. So hang on with us, folks. Let's just see what we can move into as we explore a conversation with our guest today from Pennsylvania. This is Jill Madison. Now, Jill is an author, an artist, musician, and widely recognized expert and composer in the emerging field of sound healing. She's written 3 books and has produced 6 CDs that combine intricate sound healing techniques with her original musical compositions. We're going to get to hear a little bit of that in just a few minutes. Jill combines her extensive research of modern sound healing with 20-plus years of study of ancient civilizations and secret societies to share cutting-edge ideas that combine modern science and ancient wisdom in her books, videos, articles, lectures, and conversation on the show today. So Jill's music uses intricate sound healing techniques in her intriguing and magical music that offers deep healing possibilities. She also presents the development of healing arts, including inspired art and paintings. So let's bring Jill on the air now. Welcome, Jill. Thanks for joining with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just so happy to be here.
Jill, I want you to know that I'm joined by Gagan Hunter, and I've asked him to stay on the mic. We're both going to be firing some questions at you because you sound like a wealth of interesting information. We really want to learn about the secrets and the discoveries that you have found through your years of research. What's been the most surprising outcome of your studies and your learnings about the secret societies and the work with sound from ancient civilizations?
Well, I would say that's twofold. One is that ancient people saw science differently than we do today. We wouldn't call it science. But they observed nature, and they observed the stars in the heavens. And they felt that, God made the earth. They certainly didn't. And God made the heavens in their eyes. So they felt that that was his signature print. And then they would analyze his handwriting to find out more secrets or clues. Who was God? And they would then, again, look at nature from geometry, looking at patterns, and they would take the things that they saw and they would take them back down to numbers. And like the Fibonacci series of numbers creates the spiral and the beehive, or the shape of a galaxy, or there's thousands in our body. They're all over the place. And then they would, somehow they had an understanding, earthwise, that we were very vibrational, that we were energy, and that we're not separate from sound. We're not separate from our environment. We're not separate from another person's feelings. That we all kind of commingle. And so they would take these numbers that they would consider sacred because they were of nature or of heaven or of God, and they would put them to music, and they would listen to them. And then they would harmonize to them, and they'd pray to them, and they'd pray with them, and they'd pray, and they'd meditate to them. So they would, like, ingest them, and they would become them. And in their eyes, it was kind of like taking the elevator up to God, to be more godlike.
Wow, that's awesome. Jill, I just want to interject a quick question about that. How did they translate these numbers into sounds? What's the science behind creating, you know, a sound frequency or a musical note from a number?
Well, first of all, my second thing that I was going to say that surprises me about all my studies was is how advanced ancient people were. And the way that they did it was they either took the numbers and counted them as cycles per second. In ancient religions across the globe, we're talking about thousands of years before Christ, they're all doing this type of sacred music. And they were equating cycles per second of a sound wave to a numbering system.
Wow, okay.
And they would also use it in the rhythmic pattern, like the ancient Hindus did it with animals. The rhythmic patterns would be that of a camel's gait, or they would, you know, the sounds of the wind through the rushes, and they would make rhythmic patterns. So they would then apply the numbers to length of time, and, you know, they would use it in terms of harmonics and melody, and there was many creative ways to ingest, incorporate, become one with sacred sounds. And they believed that by becoming more aligned, in tune, harmonic, the heavens and earth, that it was like you became a greater antenna so that you could receive communications. And if you think about it, you know, when you're feeling really good and really happy, at least for me anyway, it's so much easier to be intuitive, tune into someone's feelings, or pick up little innuendos. If I'm really feeling sick and rotten and kind of like crap, then it's all about me, and I'm just feeling crappy, and I don't get any further than that. And so they're thinking that their body is like a temple, and not symbolically, literally. And by listening to sacred music, see, they're improving their ability to receive communication and be closer to the heavens and God.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, Jill, this is Gagan. I have a question. Could you give us an example of what the different cycles, or as you talked about, I guess we would call hertz, that the ancients would use as compared to what we do today, and also to the, they used a different musical scale than we use today. Could you give us a little examples or talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Today, for the last 300 years, we use Earth-wide the equal temperament scale. It's a very artificial scale. It's not found in nature. And interestingly enough, we started listening to it in the time of the Renaissance, and that's when the Industrial Revolution began, because that was the time we stopped listening to the ancient scales that were nothing but patterns found in the heaven and earth. And so when we stopped that in the Renaissance for economic reasons and the ease of transposing keys in music, you know, we became very industrial and started to plunder the earth. We lost our disconnect. But there's many ways that you can devise scales. And it's so easy for us to think the only way is the way we do it. But 300 years in the span of the history of man is just a second. And most of the time, what they did was that they would take the Fibonacci spiral, that is Mother Nature's favorite saying, so to speak, and some combination of that was often the musical scale. So we would not have the piano notes that we hear. And if you were to grasp them, they would become a spiral. Hmm. And whereas today, if you were to grasp our music on the piano, it's a circle.
Ah.
And the Hindu religion, well, many of them, they did different scales for different purposes. And... you see, phi, P-H-I, is like It's a number that occurs in nature a lot. And it occurs wherever when something vibrationally is growing, right at the time it branches, this particular number occurs, 5, PHI. It's found like in the five-pointed star, the Star of David. It's found in it's found in the spiral of a seashell. And phi can be created in music as well. And so they would place phi at different places in the scale to create, in their minds, their attempt was to create different personalities, different feelings, different emotions, different virtues. And depending on the type of person you were, like if you were tend to be angry, they're going to give you a scale that kind of calms you down. If you had a tendency to be depressed, they're going to give you an enlivening or invigorating scale. So they would have numerous scales, and they would be prescriptive to keep you in balance and harmony. Does that help?
Yes.
That's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. Now, Jill and listeners, we're going to take a break for just a moment. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Jill. Jill, just give you a heads up. I'm going to be asking you about how you've integrated this knowledge, these understandings that you discovered from the ancient civilizations, and brought it into your musical creations today. And listeners, soon we're going to be playing a clip of Jill's music with these special healing effects. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with that in just a moment.
In this era of community consciousness, the Dr. Leslie Show is an extension of the essence of love and unity. It is an example of generosity from the listeners who receive its gifts, those who receive blessings and benefits from the show. Your tithe towards this work of God is received with much gratitude, and my faith and trust to carry forward with this work increases with every cent. This show is supported by your love offerings and advertisements if you have a service or product you would like to put forward to this global heart-connected family. If you would like to give to keep this show alive, or if you would like to advertise your products or service, please contact us through the website bridgeholistichealing.com, bridgeholistichealing.com, and click on Love Offerings. Or call Dr. Leslie directly on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Blessings and love. Have you ever wondered what a truly angelic experience would feel like? Introducing a multi-sensory, one-of-a-kind event on Sunday, August 18th at 3 p.m., Divine Intervention. You will sit with angelic intuitives Nami Nestorowitz and Susan Burns as they bring in angels through art and music, joined by Dr. Leslie Wells, who provides a portal to the heavens through light language angelic activations.
Nami will paint an energy portrait while channeling angelic messages. Meanwhile, Susan will play the harp, which raises the vibration and creates an ambient atmosphere of relaxation and loving presence. Nami, Susan, and Dr. Leslie work intuitively so that the painting, the music, and light language you hear are spiritually tailored to this event. The room will also be filled with the healing energy of the new tsunami modality.
This divine intervention is a one-hour healing event. Enjoy a heavenly activation of every cell in your body, healing of the vibrational frequencies of your biofield, and enhanced healing capabilities for those who are conduits of healing energies already. This event will be held near Charlotte in the Lake Norman area on Sunday, August the 18th at 3 p.m.
For more information, please contact Dr. Leslie at 980-202-1055. Again, the number is 980-202-1055. Thank you.
And that divine intervention gathering will last for 1.5 hours, and the cost is $50. If you feel called to come, then don't hesitate to give us a call and register. Now we're back with Jill Madsen, and I'm going to be talking a little bit more about these sacred
realizations that she's had, learned the understandings of basically translating shapes in nature and rhythms in nature into numeric numbers and into sound and music, and using sound as a tool to raise our frequency, connect more with that which we call God, and even bring healing through the physical body. Jill, I've got a clip that we're going to share with the listeners shortly. This was the Mimulus clip. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I do.
What can you tell us about that? I just felt guided, really, to select that collection of your sounds to share with the listeners today. What's the background of these sounds, of this particular musical clip?
Okay. In this one, the idea is that that there's healing on many levels. The Paint Your Soul and the Stardust ones incorporate nature patterns and numbers, and I converted them into tuning forks and put them in the background, and they have kind of like a spiritual consciousness raising. The Mimulus song is part of the Healing Flower Symphonies, and this one takes a whole different approach, idea. It's healing through the emotions. In other words, it's like if you have an ulcer, you would seek to never worry in to cure your physical body. So, and the way it's done is, again, for nature, and the thought being that little tiny feelings are created by flowers. So, you know, a rose is beautiful and a daisy is cheerful. So, again, ancient traditions, if someone was depressed, they might eat daisies or eat daisy energy. They had a little method for making daisy water, or simply surround themselves for daisies, and it would be in a prescriptive way. Like, if you were depressed, you would want daisies. If you were stressed, you wouldn't. You might choose a more calming flower. And with that idea in mind, and with the science, you can come up with the frequency of anything, and I have the frequency of the flowers, the actual flowers, and which is the same as the flower remedies. That's why the flower remedies work. And so the idea is that each flower has a feeling to radiate. Now, it's soft and it's subtle, and you may need to listen to it many times, but it's steady, it's constant, and we never stop hearing. We ingest sound in our skin, we take it in our ears, through our nervous system, vibrations go through our whole body, and they change us. So why not listen to something that's uplifting and blessing while you do your day, and take the easy elevator up to God, is the kind of idea of the ancient.
This is amazing.
So
it's like taking a flower remedy through sound.
Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can do it over and over again, and you can sleep to it. But I added a different component than a flower remedy, and that's taken from the ancient Greeks. And also from the Hebrews, because if you remember in the Old Testament, you know, Saul was very troubled, and David healed him with his harp. Now, we might think, well, is David a lunatic? Is he a liar? Or did he really heal them? And I would suggest that they had this art well defined, and there's many cases all over the globe of healing mental illness and many significant emotional issues that are a problem today, and they did it through sound and vibrations and music. So anyway, it's a little bit different component added in addition to the flower remedy frequencies, is that it's getting rid of negative energy. So like, if you're going to be impatient, you need to get rid of impatience before you can add patience. Mm-hmm. If you're absolutely terrified, I don't think Yankee Doodle Dandy is going to make you brave. You know? Because you got all that fear. And it's here. It can be very powerful because we can't see it. And so if we can't see it, we don't believe it. And then we let it accumulate.
Wow.
So
this is gorgeous.
Each flower has a cathartic part. Now, this is not, you know, the pieces are long like they are in antiquity to, like, give you a good dose of medicine. And so this is just a clip, but the beginning part is to release fear, and the back part of the Mimulus plant, plant flower song music, is to instill trust. So So I have the frequency embedded of the mimulus flower, which creates the feeling of trust and confidence and security. And then musically, I just used my creativity. In the front part, I do remember I had just watched the Batman movie, and I was very inspired. And then in the back part, the trust part, I was thinking, like, what is trust? And I felt it's a knowing. It's deeper than anything. It's solid. And I thought of my heartbeat. So I taped a heartbeat, literally. Wow. And it is the major component of the mimulus music.
I've got chills on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah. So, okay, you watched that dark Batman movie, which brought you into, probably brought you into the fear. Yeah, so that you could go, okay, what moves us from this to the opposite? And so we're gonna experience this clip here in just a second. So, listeners, then if I got this right, we're gonna begin with a release of fear, and then
the clip just has the building of trust. Because it's a longer segment of time.
Okay, all right. So this is just a clip. So everybody, get ready for an infusion of building trust, and know that you can. Contact Jill to get the longer clips. And Jill, what is your website so we can get to you through that?
Yes, it's jillswingsoflight.com. And there's a half hour worth of free music at the bottom of the home page if you sign up for it.
Lovely.
But it's jillswingsoflight.com.
Jillswingsoflight.com. So let's go ahead and experience this now. Infusion of trust. Just a little sample this is of the Mimulus clip from Jill. Thank you. So that's our infusion of trust for the day. Jill Mattson, the composer. Jill, thank you so much for being with us today and bringing forward this amazing wisdom and understanding from the ancients that's applicable for us today, bringing healing to the body mind through sound. Thank you, Jill. We hope to have you with us again.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day. Now, listeners, we are moving forward with more healing through sound and raising your frequency. And we're going to even go further outside the box because we have Laura Pirat here now to bring through a dolphin and whale language activation. So this is like light language or heavenly sounds coming from the dolphins and whales. So let's join in now with Laura Pirat. Welcome, Laura, and you just go ahead and take it.
Thank you. Thank you. What a delight to be on with my dear friend Jill. And I'm excited because I've been following Judy Satori for years, so it's a privilege to be with them.
Oh, you're Jill. So you know Jill.
Yes.
That's amazing.
She's a dear friend of mine. I was so excited when I turned on the radio to listen, and it was like, oh, my gosh.
I had no idea, but you know what? I'm not in charge here. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the vessel. So this is divinely coordinated, and, of course, you guys have got that connected energy. So, Laura, thank you, and we're just going to go ahead and pull back my mic and let you move forward with the divine frequencies to bring through now. Thank you.
Okay. And I just invite everyone to Just relax and receive. Hanahena hanaha kia wakoya wakota. Halea wakoya wako na kia wa. Hotene aloya wa koya wako. Henea wakoya wa ana. Hatonakai olakaya okaya wa. Oma ana ala wanakia lokaya. Awa okaya wa ana. Vele ela ala a ala kia lokaya dahena kia wa koya wa kota hanea wa koya wa bone ena ana a ala kia lokaya omana kai ana ana ala ana.
And we receive that. Thank you and blessings to you, Laura. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to having you on the show again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, we're moving straight forward into a recorded track from our lovely and my very best friend, Judy Satori. This is speaking of the teachings of and the activation of the joy of God's love. Just open to receive it now. Be like a sponge.
The blessing of joy from God's love. Joy is like the opening of a beautiful flower as it comes into bloom. Joy is beauty. Joy is light. Joy is the drinking in of all that is good and the expression of God from within. When you listen to this blessing, your heart will expand into love. You will blossom as the beautiful flower blossoms at the zenith of a summer's day. You will radiate your own truth and your own soul light. This is the blessing of God's love.
A calasita cojelisi. Misa local colisi, la cojela silati. Clada da da da. O colasada beda cojela casa rui. Kiela da da da. Mugla cojela silati. Alla casa coda belacuia. Alla cojela siliki. O le zigo is at a coyeta. Alla cojela siliti. O la seta cojelisi. Alla cojela silisi. 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 Mugla kista macoyeta.
What an amazing infusion of joy of God's love. So thank you, Judy Satori. Thank you to all of our other blessed guests who've been with us today. Listeners, we send you blessings here from the station WGIV in Charlotte, North Carolina. And know that you are not alone. We are soul family and we're connected around the globe. And all that is, that which we call God, is around you and of you and through you at all times. Listen to that voice. Be the vessel of what that is, and remember, walk sacred. See you next week.